News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and in today's episode, we embark on a journey into the rich cultural heritage of the Miju Mishmi tribe of Arunachal Pradesh. We'll also bring you a report from Tripura on the Agniveer recruitment rally. Additionally, we'll present a report on an initiative to promote scientific farming practices in Woka district, Nagaland. But first, let's head to Manipur, where Krishna Janmashtami was celebrated with great fervor and joy on August 16th. Prabhur sale de naloya tha jogote ha dine rati bhakto gane tore datara mohan chura Giridhari Prabhur ta joto thakarani joto kada thakrutmini omoru yathai tui chirodi Radha Krishnur premur kahini Radhesha 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 India's rich culture shines through its many festivals. One special celebration is Krishna Janmashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna. The festival was observed across the nation. In Manipur, the festivities were particularly vibrant. To give us an insight into the celebrations in the state, let us turn to our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thakchum.
Most Hindus in Manipur are Maitai people who live in the Imphal Valley and other plain districts. Therefore, the festival of Hinduisms are popular in the state and celebrated in grand manner. Among the festival is Krishna Janmashtami, and it was celebrated across the valley districts, especially at Sri Sri Govindaji Temple and Iskol Temple situated in Imphal city. In the early morning, huge numbers of devotees visited these temples and performed puja and prayer to Lord Krishna. While visiting these temples, the devotees also bought flowers, especially lotus, fresh vegetables and fruits, and other edible items to offer to the Lord. Most of the women wore traditional dress, while men folk wore dhoti or kurta on the occasion. The main and colorful events of the festival took place in the evening at the temples. Various troops performed cultural items and prasad was distributed to the devotees. Sri Krishna the devotees participated in the songs and hymns dedicated to Lord Krishna, and Leela on the life of Lord was played by the artists.
Krishna
The festival of Krishna Janmashtami reminds us of the karma taught by Lord Krishna to mankind, which involves worship of work and carrying out our duty without any expectation of reward. The teaching of Lord Krishna remains the guiding principle of mankind. JJ Thokchom, Akashvani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
In an initiative aimed at boosting agri-entrepreneurship and promoting scientific farming practices, 19 farmers from Wokart District, Nagaland, have embarked on a 10-day exposure cum training program at leading national research institutes in Tamil Nadu and Kerala. This program is facilitated by the Wokart District Administration in collaboration with the Department of Horticulture. The Central Institute of Horticulture, the Department of Agriculture, Mission Shakti, and the Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission. Among the 19 participants, 13 are women farmers. Here's a report from our Kohima correspondent, Asuno.
This 10-day exposure cum training program for the farmers at the leading national research institutes in Tamil Nadu and Kerala was officially flagged off at the Deputy Commissioner's office in Wokart district of Nagaland on August 19. During the tour, the farmers will undergo specialized training at the ICAR National Research Center for Banana in Tiruchirappalli, Tamil Nadu, and the ICAR Central Tuber Crops Research Center in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. The training will focus on advanced production techniques, scientific crop management, and value addition in banana and tuber crops. Accompanying the farmers are officials from the district administration, horticulture department, agriculture department, and Krishi Vigyan Kendra. Their involvement ensures that the knowledge and best practices acquired during the program will be effectively disseminated through local agricultural extension systems. This pioneering initiative is expected to have a transformative impact on the farming community by linking local farmers with national level research and innovation. It aims to enhance food security, boost income generation, and promote sustainable agricultural practices across Wokart district. For Notice IRE, this is Asunyo from Akashvani News, Kohima.
ਜਨੂ ਤੱਕ ਹੈ ਜਾਣਾ ਹਰ ਕਤਰਾ ਬੋਲ ਰਹਾ
Agnivir, it is not just a term but a spirit, a burning zeal among the youth of India to dedicate themselves to the service of the nation. Under the Agnipath scheme, young aspirants undergo 6 months of rigorous training before being deployed with the Indian Armed Forces for 4 years. Since its launch in 2022, the scheme has opened new avenues for youth in Tripura, where the Indian Army has been conducting Agnivir recruitment rallies every year. In Tripura this year, the rally began on August 20th at Swami Vivekananda Ground in Agartala and will continue until August 23rd. The event has been organized by the Army's Silchar Recruitment Office. Colonel Rakesh Dogra, director of the Silchar Recruitment Office, informed that candidates from all 8 districts of Tripura who cleared the online common entrance examination are participating in the rally. He added that number of participants has doubled this year. Compared to last year, around 3,500 candidates appeared for the online exam, out of which over 700 youth from Tripura have been shortlisted.
ये बच्चे जो common entrance exam जो जुलाई में हुआ था, already ये सब clear कर चुके हैं और तकरीबन 700 बच्चों ने ये clear किया था. सभी लोग अपनी मेहनत के बलबूते पर ही यहाँ पर selection होगा. और जैसा हमने आज सुबह देखा कि बच्चों ने बहुत ही जोश के साथ में यहाँ पर और एकदम फुल एनर्जी के साथ में पार्टिसिपेशन किया है और जो अच्छे बच्चे तेज़ हैं रनिंग में और फिट हैं वो हम सेलेक्ट कर रहे हैं अभी। ये रैली हम लोग हर साल करते हैं और हर साल एक रिक्रूटमेंट रैली त्रिपुरा में किया जाता है। अभी जो नया अग्निपथ स्कीम है इसके तहत 4 साल का कॉन्ट्रैक्ट है, 6 महीने इनका ट्रेनिंग होता है और 4 साल कंप्लीट करने के बाद में उसमें से 25% कैंडिडेट्स को परमानेंट किया जाता है और बाकी जो हैं वो बाकी दूसरी सर्विसेज में जैसे पैरामिलिट्री फोर्सेज हो गई या फिर सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट सर्विसेज में वो बच्चे एब्जॉर्ब हो जाते हैं। और इनको काफ़ी अच्छा पैकेज, तकरीबन 30 लाख तक का पैकेज मिलता है अग्निवीर को और काफ़ी अच्छी स्कीम है जिसके लिए गवर्नमेंट ने काफ़ी पब्लिसिटी किया है और हम देख रहे हैं कि बहुत पिछले साल के मुकाबले तकरीबन 2 गुना रजिस्ट्रेशन इस पर हुआ है और कैंडिडेट्स की संख्या काफ़ी बड़ी है।
On the morning of August 20th, the rally started with a 1.6 kilometer running test, part of the physical efficiency and medical test that will determine the final selection list. Eligible candidates are in the age group of 17.5 to 21 years. The Agnipath scheme, however, is not only about temporary service. 25% of Agnivis will be absorbed permanently into the Indian Armed Forces based on their merit and performance during their 4-year service. The remaining 75% will move on with skill certification that makes them eligible for paramilitary services, central government roles and other employment opportunities. Additionally, every Agniveer receives a one-time Seva Nidhi package. For many youth of Tripura, this rally is more than a recruitment process. It is a chance to fulfill a dream of donning the uniform, serving the nation and securing a future built on discipline, skills and pride.
हमारा नाम है हृदय विश्वास। हम बिलोनिया का दक्षिण सोनाचरी में रहता हूँ। तो हम अग्निवीर का चूज किया इसलिए हम देश के जाने के बाद देश में अच्छा कुछ करने के लिए मैं सेना में जाना चाहता हूँ और उसलिए हम अग्निवीर का चूज किया।
जय हिंद। मेरा नाम है प्राण चक्रवर्ती। मैं निदिया गांव का निवासी हूँ। मैंने आर्मी चूज किया है एक नौकरी के लिए नहीं, मैं आर्मी चूज किया देश सभा के लिए। नौकरी तो बहुत सारी है लेकिन आर्मी जैसा नहीं। एक कहावत है, जंगल में हजारों पेड़ है लेकिन चंदन जैसा नहीं। ऐसी नौकरी हजारों है लेकिन फौज की नौकरी जैसा नहीं, क्योंकि फौज की नौकरी एक नशा है हमारा सभी जो उठते हुए सितारे है उन सभी का एक ख्वाहिश है।
अग्निवीर का रिक्रूट निकला था वो जनवरी महीने में, तो हमें उस टाइम में हमने फॉर्म डाला था। उसके बाद हमारा जुलाई मंथ के 2 तारीख को एग्जाम हुआ, तो एग्जाम में हम क्वालिफाई किया। तो फिर उसके बाद रिजल्ट के आने के बाद यहाँ पर रैली का डेट निकला, उसके बाद हम यहाँ पर आ जाए हैं। और जो सेनावाहिनी में जाना चाहता हूँ मैं, मेरा तो चाइल्ड बचपन का सपना है और मैं देश सेवा करना चाहता हूँ।
कुणाल शिंदे फॉर नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी फ्रॉम आकाशवाणी न्यूज अगरतला।
North East Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in. Now let's know about custom and culture of Mijumishi tribe from our presenter, Sokep Cream.
The Mismis belong to Tibeto-Mongoloid stock. The presence of Mismis in the foothills of Lohit Valley got a mention for the first time in the chronicles of Ahoms during the reign of Ahom King Sutyenfa Narya Raja in the year 1644-1648 AD. There had been instances of little skirmishes between the Mismis and the Ahom Kingdom. The might of Ahom Kingdom from this region was finished by the imperialist Britishers. However, the Britishers came into contact with the Miju and Digaru Mismis in the year 1825 when adventurers like Lieutenant Wilcox and Dr. Griffith went deep into the Mismi Hills. Due to non-exposure to the outside world, the Mismis were suspicious of the visiting strangers to their land. The Mismis, like other hill tribes of the region, were very averse to receive strangers. It was very unfortunate that a fakir named Paramananda Acharya in 1848 and M. Crickt, a French missionary in 1851, were got killed when they were crossing Missimi areas. The person who killed Mr. M. Crickt was no other than Kaisha, a resident of small village under present Hawaii Circle of Anzao District, Arunachal Pradesh. The population of Mizo Missimi is spread over the two districts, that is Lohit and Anzao districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Out of seven administrative circles of Anzao district, that is Hawiliang, Chaglagam, Goiliang, Manchal, Hawai, Walong and Kibito, the Mizo Missimis are the predominant tribe in Anzao district, except in Chaglagam, Hawiliang and Goiliang circle, where the presence of Digaru Missimis are also found. As a matter of fact, there is no difference between Mizo and Digaru Missimis except for a little differences in spoken dialect. In Lohit district, the presence of Mizo Missimi can be seen in majority in villages under Wakro circle. Loiliang, Danglat and Changlang villages under Teju circle and few villages under Sunpura circle. And now let me tell you about from where Mizo Missimis were known to have migrated. Mizo Missimis, also called Kaman, are believed to have come from Kachin Hills of Burma in phase manner. As earlier already mentioned that the presence of Mizo Missimis was recorded, which dates back to 1644 to 1648 AD, it can be presumed that the tribe must have come to this place prior to 1644 AD. And now let us come to socio-economic, cultural and social life of the Mizo Missimis. The Mizo Missimis are the agriculturist tribe. They practice zoom or shifting cultivation, as the topography does not allow for doing settled cultivation. They are self-sufficient tribe. They grow maize, millet and rice as a primary crop, and grow kachu, sweet potato and other horticultural crops and vegetables to supplement the primary crops. The Mizo Missimis are also considered to be a most enterprising tribe. They trade koptis, also called Missimi tita, kasturi, the inner organ of the reindeer, and also trade opium, this locally called kani, though it is illegal. People nowadays are making money from horticultural crops. Oranges and cardamom has become a main commercial crop. In spite of lack of marketing facilities, farmers are making money by transporting it to the nearest town. The Mizo Missimis are having distinct culture of their own. The cultural practices being followed by these tribes since time immemorial are being preserved undisturbed even to these days. The ingredients of cultural, like dialects, dresses and costumes, songs and dances, religious faiths, etc., are different from other tribes of the state. As already told earlier that the Mizo and Digaru Missimis are following same customs and tradition, the difference we find between these tribes are in dialect only. So far as the social life of the Mizo and also as Digaru Missimis are concerned, the family is governed by patriarchal system, where the eldest male member is the head of the family. So the decision of his is supreme in the family and his command prevails. In terms of making and arranging matrimonials, the cross-cousin marriage, that is, marriage between brother's daughter and sister's son are preferred most. Mithun is given as a bride price. Now let us come to the faith and religion of the Miju Mismis. Both Miju and Digaru Mismis follow their indigenous faith. This tribe primarily worship the goddess called Matai, the creator of universe. It is similar to the Donipolo faith followed by the Abotani race of Arunachal Pradesh, because Mismis also worship sun god. Nature like mountains, forests, and rivers are also worshipped by offering domestic animals in the form of sacrifices. Miju and Digaru Mismis celebrate Tamladu festival on 15th February every year. This festival is observed to appease Goddess Matai. Goddess Matai is prayed to bless people with bumper harvest of crops on this festival. Now let us come to the food habits of the Miju and Digaru Mismis. The basic diet generally consists of the cereals, millets, vegetables and meat. Millet, maize and rice are commonly taken, and they are supplemented by sweet potato, arum or kachu. A large variety of wild leafy vegetables, roots and fruits including bamboo shoots are consumed. The Mismis are, so to say, champion in using nature for survival. And now let us come to the changing scenario of the Miju and Digaru Mismis. With the changing trend and social dynamics in every field, the Mismis are also following the trend of change. Now it is seen that every household realizes the importance of education. With the educational institution spreaded far and wide, the parents have no choice but to send their children to the nearest schools. Changes is being seen in the field of dresses also. The local costumes are being improved by adding new designs. Songs and dances are also composed and choreographed according to present trend. In short, it can be concluded that the Mijus and Digaru Mismis are catching the pace of modernization.
Now enjoy the melody of Mishmi song. Here's a soulful track from the album Call of the Valley, celebrating the beauty and grandeur of Meghalaya, sung by Sokhep Kiri and Jinknalu Chai Kiri.
Long man, long chan mat man. Bank up I cut pay. Plum hay kaira ni hi kwe lamatan man. Bank up I cut pay. Plum hay kati ni hi li lamangyat man. Bank up I cut pay. Plum hay kaira ni hi kwe lamatan man. Bank up I cut pay.
And that brings us to the close of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and take care.
kai kamai bui manne numale kirne ka kekmi suri reya bui manne kai kamai bui manne numale kirne ka ragmi
kul sar ai ratta kul sa lai mi ni nya lamatan ma ni sar ai pita ni sa lai mi ni nya laman gat ma kul sar ai ratta kul sa lai mi sir ai kita le fa lai vi ni nya laman ga ma
ke ni sang ke ke ha ha nanu mai mo tai man ke ke ha ha nya bro mai mo tai man ne tai san ma man long man ne long san ma man kali bhelam kruming kalam helam kruming tong sin vi chun ne ke ho ming
ku chal makha cha tong so ka sha sang vi nya lam ra ma ku chal makha cha tong so ka sha sang vi nya lam ra ma ku chal makha cha tong so ka sha sang vi nya lam ra ma ku chal makha cha
was presented by Lucy G. Chattopadhyay, produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.